judge reluctantly approved a criminal settlement against the operator of a Utah coal mine that collapsed in 2007, killing 9 people. And Hill Air Force Base is facing millions of dollars in fines for cleaning 60 pounds of leaked mercury with vacuums.
And today is Wednesday, March 14th, and it's All Things Considered. I'm Ashley Tolman.
I'm Tom Williams. This is your 5:30 Utah News.
And a judge reluctantly approved a criminal settlement against the operator of a Utah coal mine that collapsed in 2007, killing 9 people. Genwell Resources Incorporated, an affiliate of Ohio-based Murray Energy Corp, pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanors and was fined $500,000. U.S. District Judge David Sam in Salt Lake City said Wednesday he's outraged federal law doesn't provide any stiffer penalties for the loss of miners' lives, but he approved the plea deal anyway. Lawyers for Genwell pleaded guilty to willfully violating safety standards and failing to report a cave-in months before the lethal collapse and violating a roof control plan. 6 miners died at Crandall Canyon in central Utah in the August 2007 collapse. Another cave-in 10 days later killed 2 rescuers and a federal inspector.
Hill Air Force Base in Utah is facing millions of dollars in fines for cleaning 60 pounds of leaked mercury with vacuums and storing the hazardous waste in unsafe plastic containers for years. Division Director Scott Anderson says the maximum fine for the 2007 spill is $13,000 per day. That could potentially mean a fine of more than $18 million.
And U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah says he will retire from Congress in 2018 if he is elected to serve a 7th term this year. The 77-year-old Hatch says he would not see re-election in 6 years for the U.S. Senate, where he served since 1976. Hatch is facing challengers from within his own party who are trying to convince voters that change is needed now. Those include former State Senator Dan Lillenquist and Representative Chris Herod. Hatch says another term is important because of his position as the ranking Republican of the Senate Finance Committee and his experience dealing with public land issues. Republicans are attending neighborhood caucus meetings Thursday to select state delegates who will choose the party's nominee in April.
And you heard there, Republican candidates are making a final push for supporters to attend neighborhood caucus meetings. Those are tomorrow. Party faithful will gather in libraries, school auditoriums, and fire stations to choose delegates for county and state conventions. Those delegates will cast their ballots in local, state, and congressional races. The Utah Constitution Party will also hold caucuses tomorrow. And more information on the caucus system and locations is at upr.org, our website, upr.org.
And in other news, 2 drivers have been extracted from their vehicles and taken to the hospital after a Utah Transit Authority bus and an SUV collided in Ogden. UPR's Barbara Bernstein has more.
Ogden City Police are continuing investigation of a pre-dawn collision between a UTA bus and an SUV at the intersection of 25th Street and Harrison Boulevard, one of Ogden's busiest commuter routes. Names and conditions of the drivers have not been released, according to Ogden Police spokesperson Danielle Croyle, although she said that the force of the collision can be inferred from the fact that drivers of both vehicles had to be mechanically extricated before being transported to a local hospital. The bus, an express just starting out for Salt Lake City, carried no passengers when the 6 a.m. crash occurred. UTA is cooperating with police investigation of the accident, according to UTA spokesman Jerry Carpenter. An investigative committee at UTA will do its own investigation, as always, after a critical incident. Members of the committee will include a representative of the Union of Amalgamated Transit Workers and members of the UTA Safety Department. Carpenter said that the bus driver will be placed on administrative leave until the committee issues its report. For Utah Public Radio, this is Barbara Bernstein in Ogden.
A thief that broke into a Salt Lake City deli apparently had a discriminating palate. Here's the owner of Caputo's Deli, Troy Peterson.
We came up here on Monday morning, and we unlocked the back door and noticed the lock had been basically shattered and there were pieces on the ground. And go to open the cooler and look in, and you know, I knew before I opened it, everything on the left side was basically taken out. But they took all the high-end stuff and even left some of our less expensive deli meats and cheeses. When we were done kind of looking through it, we actually noticed outside there was a box with a stick of Swiss cheese sitting in it that they probably must have looked at and decided they didn't want and just threw on the ground.
Peterson says the thief will have a tough time selling some of the products because special cutting tools are required to process them.
And in other news, St. George police are investigating a case of arson in the midnight burning of a car belonging to LDS missionaries. Chris Holmes reports from Southern Utah.
St. George police responded to a call of a burning car at about 12:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. The car, parked along the curb, belongs to the LDS Church and was being used by two church missionaries. A witness reported seeing the car in flames and two men fleeing the scene with what appeared to be a gasoline can in hand. The suspects raced away in a silver compact car. As of yet, there's no definitive evidence indicating the crime was motivated by hate or that the missionaries were specifically targeted. St. George also experienced a series of midnight car fires last October. St. George police are asking anyone with information to contact the department. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.
The Ogden City Council has selected a 26-year veteran of the police department to replace ousted Chief John Greiner. For Utah Public Radio, Barbara Bernstein reports from Ogden.
Ogden Police Lieutenant Mike Ashment will serve as the city's chief of police after council members unanimously voted Tuesday night to appoint him. The city received 31 applicants to fill the position vacated when Greiner was fired in December. Federal officials ordered Ogden City leaders to fire Greiner for helping secure and administer $700,000 in grants for his department during his successful 2006 bid for state senate. Officials said Greiner's actions violated the Hatch Act, which bars some public employees who deal with federal grants from taking partisan offices. Ashment thanked Greiner and referred to him as a mentor when he addressed the city council. For Utah Public Radio, this is Barbara Bernstein in Ogden.
And police are still looking for two armed and dangerous men suspected in a jewelry store heist in Holiday that injured two customers in their 80s. Here's Unified Police spokesperson Lieutenant Justin Hoyle.
Yesterday afternoon, a little before 5 o'clock, two male suspects who were masked and armed with handguns entered the Diamond Custom Jewelers. As they entered the store, they demanded that everybody get on the ground, at which point in time an 80-year-old female and an 86-year-old female were injured as they were trying to comply with the suspects' demands. The suspects then began to break the glass cases that the jewelry was in and steal the jewelry. The suspects then fled northbound on Highland Drive in a black sedan with duct tape that was on the windows. A short time later, a Murray officer observed this car parked in a driveway at an address in Murray. Our officers responded and began investigating. We do believe the car that was recovered was the car that was involved in the robbery, but we are still looking for the two outstanding suspects.
Authorities say damages from a recent BB gun shooting spree that included Roy, Clinton, and Ogden could be as high as $200,000. Here's UPR's Shalane Smith-Needham.
Roy Detective Sergeant Dan Hammond tells the Standard Examiner that 70 repair bids have come in, but as many as 100 car windows were damaged and 78 individual victims have reported shot-out car or home windows. Officials say surveillance cameras set up in Clinton and Roy on January 20th captured three young men in the act. Police say they found an airsoft gun, a rifle BB gun, and three handheld BB guns in the men's vehicle. Two 18-year-old men and a 20-year-old man each face two felony counts of criminal mischief in Farmington's district court. In Ogden's district court, they each face two felony counts of causing a catastrophe. For Utah Public Radio News, this is Shalane Smith-Needham.
And now weather. As always, we turn to a meteorologist from the Utah Climate Center. Today it's Ripley McCoy. Ripley, I've been reading there's a change in the weather coming.
Absolutely. We're seeing spring-like conditions today. Good news is we'll have it again tomorrow. However, there are big changes approaching, a large storm system arriving just in time for the weekend. I'll have details coming up.
That'll be in 10 minutes with Ripley McCoy. Stay tuned for that. And for the 5:30 Utah News, I'm Tom Williams.
And I'm Ashley Tolman. Thank you for joining us.